Okay, Rabosai, Daf Ches, Amad Aleph, in the middle, Kol Makom Shemachnis Bo Chametz, Ein Tzarech Bedika. First, let's go through some of the details that the Gemara lists. Says the Gemara, Kol Makom Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Hadazan Rabbanan, right? The Kol Makom is to include the following Brisa, Chori Baisol Yonav Atachtonim, the holes in the wall of the house that are too high or too low to be conveniently used. Avigag Hayatsia, okay, Gaga Yitzti is actually a big machlokis. What it means, Rashi says Gaga Yatsia. Yatsia Lachora means some sort of extension of the house. And Rashi says it means the roof of the Yatsia, the roof of the extension of the house. And what's the Chiddush of the Gaga Yatsia? That even though Yatsia is low, so the roof is a reasonable height for people to put things on. But nonetheless, since it's slanted, because that's how it would make the roofs that you'd see in the old days, nothing would be there because whatever you put there would fall off. So it's not a makom shachlis b'chametz. The Rabbeinu Chananel and others have a different girsa. Says Rabbeinu Chananel here. He says, v'hagag she'ein b'nei yodim esham shemo v'chein hayatziya. Right? He doesn't have gag hayatziya, but gag v'hayatziya, like the gag of the house. Plus, the whole Yatsiya, the whole extension, because the Gag, people don't go up and bring chametz, and the Yatsiya, the extension of the house, apparently people don't use it for things where they bring chametz. Okay, so he says it's two things, not one thing. Let's go weiter. The Gag HaMigdal, the top of the closet, the Refes Bakar, the Lulin, and the stable, the barn where you keep your cows, and the coop where you keep your chickens. And here there's also a bit of machlokas why that is. Rashi says because it's a makom shenichnis bo chametz, but it's considered like a makom shenichnis bo chametz because whatever there the animals eat, right? They don't like leave anything over. And the Rimi Lunil says no, it's a makom shenichnis bo chametz. You don't bring chametz there. Apparently. Seems you didn't usually feed chametz to your animals in those days. Okay, so that's a machlokas. Why? Continuing. Umatbing, the place you store your straw, your tevin, va'otos yayin v'otos shemen, the storehouse for yayin and shemen, ain't tricha medika. Okay, rashbag omer mitach, let's talk about yis, umafsekes tricha medika, a bed that divides within the house, and mafsekes, whatever that means, needs medika. Or minhu chorshvin on the chaver zebodika makom shachem agas via zebodika makom shiodim agas v'sharm v'alav belivo. Right, a hole in the wall that goes from one house to the other. Everyone is bodik as far as their hand can reach, and the rest they just matzal. Rav Shimon Amliel over mita cholech to chavayis v'itzim avadim sturin tachteha. The same mita that's dividing your house and has itzim avadim arranged underneath. Mafsekis ain a tzricha b'dika doesn't need b'dika, so it's a steer about the mita. Kasha mita kasha chor nachorin. It's a kasha the mita first one. Does need, and the second one doesn't, at least the way Argyr says, for instance, Akashi and the Chorin, the first Chorin don't need, and the second Chorin do need. So, Chorin, Chorin, Lokashi, Abidlami, Titai, Ha, Bimitsai, the holes is actually not a very strong Kashi in the first place, right? That says only the high and low holes. And this is obviously talking about a medium height hole. Mita, Mita, Lokashi, Ha, Dimitli, Ha, Dimitatai. And the Mita is also not a Stira. This is if the Mita is high, and this is if the Mita is low. Okay, let's stop here. The few technicalities we want to deal with, and then we'll deal with the Lundus. Okay, here there's a big mess in the Rishonim. I don't think it's a Lundus issue, but just a Pshat issue. Big mess in the Rishonim. What is going on with this Mita? First of all, where are we talking about? Like, what's the Makom that there's a Stira, whether you have to search it or not? So, in the Mita Hacholekes, Be'eze makom dana ha-gemara. What place is the Gemara asking? So what are the three sheets on this? What does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold? What? Under the bed. Right? Rashi says, the machlokas is under the bed. Right? And therefore Rashi says, what does mafsekas means? Mafseka means it's not a bed that stood on the floor, because then there'd be a havami. Is though under the bed. Rather, there's some space under the bed. Do you have to check the space under the bed, or do you not have to check the space? Or do you not have to check the space under the bed? Okay, that's Rashi. What is what is the shita of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hananel and most Rishonim.
Behind the bed.
Behind the bed. I mean, they say mafsekes doesn't mean there's space under the bed. The mafsekes means it divides the house in half. Right? It's cholekes, it's interrupting the house, but of course a mita interrupting the house might not divide it in half, right? You can just have, if here's your house, this is a mita cholekes, but it's not mafsekes. Just walk around it. Rather, this is a mita cholekes umafsekes, meaning it goes all the way across the house. So what's the point? You're trying to, they do this sometimes, like with furniture, whatever, you're trying to divide the living space into two spaces, right? This is your living space, and this is a non-living space behind the mita. That's mita ha mafsekes. And says Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hananel and most Rishonim says achorei hamita, behind the bed. The steer is behind the bed. And what's the third shita? Who is the third shita? The Ritzkias. What does the Ritzkias say? Exactly. On the bed itself. Right? Alba mita. Or mita atzma. Right? Do you have to check on top of the bed? The assumption here is a lot of beds in the old days were not places you slept. Like, they used beds for everything, and this could be a storage bed. Remember, in Sefer Shabbos, it's a mita miyuchedes lamos, a bed that you only put money on. We want to know if it's books on Shabbos. So, okay, we want to know if you have to check on top of the bed or not. Okay, the what's the difference if it is high? Let's figure out why is there a stira? Okay, so we have three shitas. There are also a bunch of shitas as what's the stira? Right? What's the girsa? Meaning, what's the stira? What's our girsa? According to our girsa, what's the stira? That the first braisa says. Not a hard question.
Yes.
First braisa says no. Right, so that's Rashi, and that's Tosfos' first shot. What? Exactly. So, Rashi and Tosfos, you know, in his first shot, I believe, in the order right, says that the first braisa says tsarif, and the second braisa says einu tsarif kadika. First says tsarif, second says einu tsarif. What's the weakness of this chat? That if the steer is the first braisa says tsarif, second says einu tsarif, the weakness Tosfos points out is maybe the answer is obvious. Because the second braisa says eitzim v'avonim blocking, and the first braisa doesn't. So then you have to give an answer. Either we'll see, according to some of the pshatim, that's irrelevant, right? Like, for example, according to the Ritzkias, it's irrelevant. You're talking about checking on top of the bed. Who cares? There's eats and bavanim underneath. According to one day of Tosfos, you're talking about climbing over the bed. So who cares? Right? According to many pshatim, so in case you have to give an answer, Tosfos says, oh, they didn't think that made a difference. Or Rabbi David says, no, in this pshat, you don't have to give yourself eats and bavanim stumros tachdeho. Or the Tosfos Rosh says, yeah, they could have answered that, and that's included in what they answer later. Okay, so you have to answer eats and bavanim or erase it. Right, we're going to double erases it. Fine, that's one shot. The second shot is Tosfos in the second shot. Says, what's Tosfos' second gear? Says, no, shot is a gear. So Tosfos' second gear is Eino Tsarach and Tsarach. And that avoids the problem of eats and bavanim, because then it's called Kasha. If even with eats and bavanim you have to check, then it's for sure Steve is saying that you don't have to check. And the Girsa of all the other Rishonim, the Rach, and the Rabbi David, I don't remember who's on the Koshi, Bar Kalava. Yeah. What was their Girsa? Exactly. Einon Tsarach. And Einon Tsarach. And what's the Stira? The Stira is that the first braisa says Einon Tsarach. Stop. And the second braisa says, Eino tsarach, mishum, eitzim, ba'avanim, but minastam, tsarach. Right, so the steer is just, you know, the second braisa, Kivu says tsarach, it says you don't have to search because the eitzim avanim. Okay, that's the three gersos in the, we want to know what the question is, we want to know what the steer is, now we want to know what the answer is. So let's just figure out what the answer is. that's the last thing we want to know. What is the tirutz of the Gemara? So it's midlay and mitatay, right? High and low. Which way is which and why? So I think for Rashi and the Ritz Gias, then it's Pashut, like they have to say. Which way do you have to check? Which way don't you have to check for Rashi?
High.
Yeah, because they're coming underneath. If it's high, then there's room that people would put chametz underneath. If it's low, even though there's space, right? Space, there's an inch of space, but no one puts their stuff in that inch of space. Right? So for Rashi, it is very Pashut. It is that that Kavola Sarech, Namach, Eno Sarech. That's obvious. How about for the Ritz Gias that we're talking about the Mita itself? Then I think it's also Pashut. Exactly, that's also Pashut. High Eno Sarech, because if it's so high, you don't put your chametz there, because it's not Noach to put things there. And Namach Sarech, that's also obvious. For Tosos and the Rach, you're talking about behind the bed, then Tosos has two deos, right? The Rach has a clear opinion. So what's the question? The question is, can you easily get to behind the bed? So, there you have two opinions. Says the Rach and Tosos, that how would you get behind the bed according to the Rach? You would climb under the bed, right? So he says that you climb under something? Crawl. That's what you think. Thank you. You crawl under the bed. Obviously, I was thinking that because according to Tosos, in his other daya, he says, no, you climb over the bed. And then obviously you get two opposite maskanas as to which is which. If it's crawling under the bed, then obviously Gavola is chayim because you can crawl under the bed. Namach is Eino Sarach because you can't fit under the bed. And if you're talking climbing over the bed, then you would obviously say if it's high, Eino Sarach, because you can't climb over the bed, it's too high. I don't mean can't, I mean not convenient, so it's not much of a chametz. But if it's low, then it's convenient enough to go under the bed. Okay, that's the basic machlokas here. Those are the three issues we want to discuss. Just the fourth issue we will discuss is, what's the psak halacha? What's the psak halacha about mita? So here it is interesting. What is interesting? What do all of the poskim say? Meaning the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, etc. about mita? What do they say? Nothing whatsoever. Right? No one says anything about mita. The Rif leaves it out, the Rambam leaves it out, etc. And here we have a three-way machlokes. Why they leave it out? Why do you think? Why would they leave it out? In Malkim Shavlis Mochametz, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, right? So, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush, Hishmi, do they left it out? And here we have three Pirushim. Number one says the Kesef Mishnah, it's like Rush Bag, meaning Lavdaf getting arcs in Rush Bag. Bechlal, kol makom she'ein machnisim bo chametz bechulin. Ain't tzar b'dika. Right? They're writing well. They don't have to write every example. Hey, why did Rosh Bag have to say every example? It's a good question. Correct. Meaning, it's a little duchuk because they bring other examples from the Gemara. They don't just rely on the cloud. I'm going to say, you know what? They rely on the cloud, but by your time and place. Who says your lifestyle is the exact same as the time of the Gemara? Which some of them bring up later. Some of the friends bring up later. So it's a little funny. Like, everything at this, they rely on you, and everything else, they don't. If you want to, maybe you could say, that not because Mish says, that they're misupik what the Pirish is, and therefore they said, if not to write it, and just to leave it to your judgment. But what's the other possibility? The other possibility is that they don't like Rishon Gamliel. Maybe the whole like the Chachamim. Who says there's a Chachamim? I don't know. It says Rishon Gamliel says. Does that mean that everyone agrees that there's a Chachamim? Never clear. So says the Torah. Says Kaimalon Kechachamim. Okay, if we hold like the Chachamim, then what? Then what? Okay. Then you go either way. Then in all cases you have. says the Torah, ain't no tzarech. Yeah, you don't have to search any kind of bed, that's the chacham. And of course, the other possibility is the Bira Gra. He says no. Kaimelon kechachamim. Ovechal mikra. Tzarech lived out. Okay, so we have a lot of haze about what the maskana of this Gemara is. Okay, let's finish up the Gemara then. Continuing the Gemara, says the Gemara, you don't have to search your wine storeroom. We see shemen not, but yayin yes. No, there's different. There's two kinds of wine storerooms. One is a wine storeroom where you don't go to get for your everyday drinking. And then it's machshin machmis b'chametz. Then there's a wine storeroom where you go to take for your everyday drinking. And then if you're in the middle of the meal, you go with your food and you get wine for your meal, and you might accidentally leave a piece of bread there. Ihachi sheminami. So why don't we say shemen also? But in a stopik, you have to search. No, shemen yeshkevel achila yayin yeshkevel shkia. Shemen, even if you use it for your everyday eating, you never go in the middle of the meal because there's a fixed amount of shemen you need to cook, and you always get it before you prepare the meal. But wine, there's no fixed amount. You always might want to drink more wine. Therefore, only by wine, there's a chash that you might go in the middle of the meal. Shemen, even if you're mistapik, you'd only go before the meal, not in the middle of the meal. Okay, Tani Rabbi Chia, also Otsu Sheikha, Brabako, Sujan, Beer Tzral, Bimistapik. Okay, beer in Bavel is like wine in Israel. If you use it for your meals, the people drink a lot of beer, and it's unpredictable how much beer they might drink. So, it is, you might go in the middle of the meal, it's much as Chizmo Chametz. Abra Chizmei, Dogmein, Tzor, Medika, the place you store fish you don't need. Big fish and small fish. Big fish. You know how many you're going to cook for your meal, and you go get them before you cook. You don't bring them more in the middle of the meal. But small fish, you always might want a little more because it's more of a snack. The place where you keep your salt and your wax. You might need vidika because you might go to get more in the middle of the meal. The place where you keep your wood. And your dates needs bedika because you might go in the middle of meal, Tana. Okay, good enough for now. Now I just want to ask a longish question. I admit the answer is somewhat lopsided. Why in a makam she'im machlisu v'chametz don't you need bedika? So at first the answer is obvious. What kind of stupid question is that? Why don't you need bedika in a makam she'im machlisu v'chametz? Because there isn't chametz there. What do you mean? Isn't anything's possible? But Minnesota, 99%, there isn't chametz there. So why should you have to do bedika? Right? Because if the imach is no chametz, then how would chametz get there? What gets a little tricky? What gets a little tricky is the problem of the tes amad aleph. Says the Mishnah tes amad aleph ein choshen shemegera choldon bais the bais mokum makom the imkem nechotzel chotzmi yelahir ein ledover sof. You don't have to worry that a chol well. Well, you know what? Before we read this Mishnah, what's the problem Rishona bring up? Problem Rishona bring up is that even though it's a Machshir Machnis Bo Chametz, and you wouldn't put Chametz there, but the mice might put Chametz there. After all, what does it say? It says in the Mishnah, you don't have to worry that a weasel or whatever Cholta is drag Chametz from one house to another, from one place to another, because if so, it's worried about one chutz or another, one city or another, in the Dover Sof, and you can never stop worrying. Time that's why we don't see the mouse take food. But we see the mouse take food, then we are worried. You need to search your house. Meaning, if you know a mouse took food, then you have to search everywhere. Because there's food, there's coming somewhere. Okay, so the problem is, hold on, all year long a mouse never took food? All year long. You know, you don't have to worry that a mouse brought it to Machshir Machlis Bo Chametz. Why aren't we worried about mice? Good question. Why aren't we worried about mice? Right? So, right? Mama, in Chol Shishim, Shema, Girara, Achbar. Ocholda, this is Sugis Ben Achbar, Sugis Ben Cholda. L'makom, She'en Machlis Bo Chametz. After all, what's a machshir machlis bo chametz? Little holes at the bottom of the wall. I'm not an expert in these things, but when I grew up, I watched Tom and Jerry, and the mice davka always go in the holes in the bottom of the wall, right? So why don't you have to search because the mouse might have brought chametz there? Okay, good question. So, so what's the answer?
Why don't we ask why we need Bedikas Chametz in the first place? I mean, if it's Shema Yochal, so then I'm not going to eat there.
Aha. So, Joel is mechaving to which Rishon?
Tosfos.
The Rimi Lunel. Says the Rimi Lunel a big chiddush. Okay, I was saving this for last, but the Rimi Lunel says a big chiddush. What did the Rimi Lunel say? He says, oh, I forgot some... No, I just forgot to mention something beforehand. You know what? Can I go back? I forgot to mention this Kolbo. The Kolbo quotes arrive it that I just remember is on the Makor sheet. He says two things. He says, first of all, interesting question. He says, how come we all seem to be much more machmir than this Gemara? This Gemara says, like, half the rooms of your house you don't need to check, and under this you don't need to check, under that you need to check. You ever heard of someone not checking under the bed? I don't care if it's high, low, this, that, you know, what's pshat. So you could say, stop. But says the Ravid, no. Our old Gemara makes no kempta. Our old Gemara is there's no babies in the house, no little kids in the house. But, because we're right, Shemakash, Raglos, Shatina, Kutsuya, the other Magasha, and certainly got the Lukorvas, the Chachamim. If there are kids, then it doesn't make you have to check the roof. But any place low, if they're kids, you have to check. Okay, so that's put by all the poskim. That's why nowadays, if you live in a house with kids, you have to check all the low places, even because kids would bring chametz anywhere. Okay, fine. Next, the tzorch lamed neibais the chametach samitos vatevos kipam shachametz nigor sham fiyot regolim o besiba acheres ve nishar sham. He says you have to teach everyone to sweep under the beds. And under the closets, right? The assumption here is the beds and closets are on legs because you're sweeping under them. Because sometimes chametz is dragged there by chickens or something else. Meaning, even though you don't put chametz under this one kind of, even though you don't put chametz under the bed and under the closets, but it could fall there and get dragged there by accident. That is the chiddush of the Ravid, which is quoted. By the Achronim, if you look on Shulchan Aruch, Ravid says, "Oh, you have to check under the beds." Ah, oh, doesn't our Gemara say you don't have to check under the beds? So obviously, the Ravid would disagree with Rashi, right? Because the Ravid says you always have to check under the beds, whether it's a Malkim Shachlisim or not, because Chametz basically says the Ravid. Any place that's on the floor of your house, chametz could always roll there or get dragged there or get kicked there. And any place on the floor, you always have to check, regardless of the chametz or not. Because machnisa b'chametz, all your day, things just falling and spreading out and getting kicked around or getting dragged around. Okay, that's against Rashi, who says you only check under the bed if it's mamash machnisa b'chametz. Okay, so the right with Kolek, and he says, he has two chumers. A, if there's a kid, any place a kid could reach machnisa b'chametz, B, even without a kid. Any place on the floor under furniture is machnis mochametz because things get kicked there and roll there. He says chickens, even if you don't have chickens, he says other reasons. Okay, that's already explains a little more our minhag. So here we have a fundamental locus. Rashi thinks you don't have to be choshesh for things stam spreading on the floor, and the Ravid thinks that you do. Okay, Mishum shachametz. Nigra sham afalpi chain machnise sham chametz. Okay, so what would Ravid say? Obviously, either like Tosfos and the Rav or like the Ritzkias. You know, either way, we don't know. We don't have it. It's fine. Just wanted to fill that in and maybe we'll come back to it. Let's go back to our question. Why aren't you worried that maybe that the mouse brought it to a makom shein machnise bo chametz? So says the Rilunil and Joel. A big chiddush, and I think the Rilu Nil is Das Yachin, unless someone disagrees with me about this, says the Rilu Nil, right here, he says, Why aren't we worried about Achbarim? The answer is, Achbarim might have put chametz there. It's not that we don't think they put chametz there. We do think they might have put chametz there, but we don't worry about it. Why? The chemish lo nichdash misayi, because you don't put chametz there, it's because you don't use it. Therefore, ve'in yodeh b'bir sheish chametz, and you don't know for sure there's chametz, lo chashim ha'shem yabesud morbido, we're not afraid, even if there is chametz, we're not afraid you'll get the chametz on Pesach. Obviously, he's assuming that the reason for bedikas chametz is right, which is, you know, the majority of Rishonim, so that's not surprising. And he says, if it's in a high chor, an achbar might have put chametz there, but it doesn't matter because you're not going to find it in a Pesach. For nachoshish, you'll climb up on a ladder, and I assume we're also nachoshish, you'll get down on your hands and knees and go into holes in the bottom of the wall. And therefore, even there is chametz there, it won't bother anyone because you won't come to eat it. At least if it's a suffix. If it's a vada, you'll say, well, maybe you'll come to eat there, but maybe there's chametz, maybe there isn't. Even if there is, maybe you'll ever go there, maybe you won't. That we're not worried about it. Likewise, the slanted roof of the extension of the house, the yatziah, which is slanted. And what do people do? He says, people only put like kelim that you never use there, like a boidim nowadays. And therefore, you're not going to go there on Pesach. So what's the problem? Etc. Yes.
It only works like certain places totally, you know, not accessible.
I mean, how about Ozer Shemen? That is a great question. What's he going to say about Ozer Shemen, Ozer Shemen? What if a mouse brought it to Ozer Shemen, Ozer Shemen? After all, once in a while, I go to the Ozer Shemen and the Ozer Shemen, and maybe I'll find the chametz and maybe I'll eat it. I was wondering about that question on the reading bell. What's he going to say about those cases? And it's a strong question, no? You have a good answer? I gave you bad answers. But it's not a good question in the reading now. Meaning, he wants to see, you know, he wants to say, the Torah of Malkus Yimachiz Mohammed is because even if there is chametz, you never go there. Oh, if there, you do go there, you just don't go there in the middle of the meal.
But you don't go there to eat. It's not a place where one would eat.
Yeah, but you don't go to holes to eat either. And yet, if it's a medium high bowl, we're chosesh, Yaakov.
But you're already eating there.
Yeah, but that's only b'mistapik, right? How about an otsus shayim where you're not mistapik?
Or have they went?
Well, you never go there, but better. How about the otsus shayim? Right, the Otsu Shemin, even if you're mistopic, you don't need the Dika, because there's keva for Shemin. But when you go to get your Shemin for the meal, you might find a piece of bread that a mouse left there. So,
could you maybe say, you're not Choshesh, but on top of it, if the mouse dragged in the bread already, it's like it's not food anymore. It's Yotso, so you have a two double thing. You have a Sofek, and you have a thing that it's not even food anymore.
No, but the reason Yotso doesn't say anything like that, he just says you're not going to... You're not going to have a ladder and take it down because, like, why would you go to a high hole? So I'm not sure. I mean, I looked in there.
Rabbi, why don't you say Emma Devar Sof in those cases?
One second. So, what is Simas Haptor B'makom She'ein Machnisin Bo Chametz? So, unless you say mice don't go to Otsu Ziyan Otsu Shem.
Can you just say that Emma de Bar Sof?
Give me a second. Yes, I'm just not okay. Because there's no chametz there. And says the real mill, because even if there is chametz, points there, you probably won't find it on Pesach, right? So if we ask our question, why aren't we worried about a mouse? So that's our original black question. So answer number one, for the real and ill is Pashut. Why aren't we worried about a mouse? Because even if the Achbar did put chametz there, you won't come to eat it. That is exactly what he answers. However, he's a das yachid. Why is he das yachid? Because, you know, you're going to have to come up with a lot of answers for all the cases of mokvim and these mokvim. They're not all holes that are tachtona belyonim. So all the other rishonim assume no. Pshuto, no pashut pshat. The reason the Torah mokvim and these mokvim has nothing to do with whether you're likely to, whether you're going to go there on Pesach, has to do with whether there's chametz there or not, whether you put chametz there before Pesach. So why aren't we worried about an achbar? So here there are two answers why we're not worried about an achbar. What does the Rambam say? Why are we not worried about an achbar? He says, that's what the Mishnah meant enough test. In choshim shema gira chul to be bayis labayisim in makom l'makom. From what bayis labayisim? From what makom l'makom? So it's machlokas rishonim what the Mishnah means. Rashi and most rishonim say it means from a house that was checked, that was not checked, to a house that was checked. Like in the middle of Orlar Basar. We don't worry that if I checked before one room before the other, or I checked my house before the neighbor's house, the Achbar brought from his house to mine. Or from one place to a place, if I checked my living room and I haven't yet checked the dining room, we don't worry the Achbar brought from the dining room to the living room, right? That would obviously make it very difficult. And why shouldn't we check? If those would be very careful, like make zones and guard the borders of the zones. So no, because then what if I finish my whole thing? What if a mouse brings from another chutzah, from another ear, from the goyim, etc.? I mean, in the liver cell. So the Rambam, but that's what Rashi says. But the Rambam says no. I mean, makom lakom means from makom shemachnisin, makom shemachnisin. It's exactly the Mishnah asking our question: why are we worried that Achbar brought it to makom shemachnisin mochametz? Because in the liver cell, if you're worried about an Achbar bringing to makom shemachnisin mochametz, then you have to worry about an Achbar after I do my bedikah bringing from the goyim town, you know, down the road. And then in the number so that's the answer of Tosa of the Rambam and Tosos. Second, he said, no, there's a special heter of Ein L'Dover Sof. It's a special heter of Ein L'Dover Sof. Now, the what's the difference between the Rambam and Tosos? So the Rambam says the Mishnah means to answer a question. The Mishnah is saying, why aren't we choshes that an Achbar brought it from my kitchen table to the to the Chori Bayis Elyonim to the end of the Rosh Hashanah? Tosfos says that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means, why aren't we choshes that brought it from an unchecked house to a checked house? It says, but that's also the reason for Makom Shein Machnis Bo Chametz, because end of the Rosh Hashanah. So why didn't we prove this concept from the first Mishnah? Actually, you might have thought the first Mishnah was only in the Havamina, a place where there are no where mice can reach. But now that we know the first Mishnah is even where mice can reach, it's because of Ein L'Dover Sof. Okay, that's the Rambam Tosfos, and then there's one more answer. What's the answer of the I'll tell you why don't the Rishonim like to say that answer? The Rishonim don't like to say that answer. The Rishonim don't like to say that answer because then the Ein L'Dover Sof should have been in the first Mishnah. Right? If Ein L'Dover Sof was the reason for Ein Machnis Bo Chametz, it should have been in the first Mishnah. Okay, so again, Tosfos says, yeah, it could have been, but like maybe not having been in the first Mishnah was talking about a place mice can reach. And the Rambam says, yeah, it really isn't the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah is a continuation of the first Mishnah, but what does the Imam Chalav of the Meiri say? I think that's what's on the Makor sheet. What's their answer? And the Meiri, what do they say? They say something about mouse.
Like mice are smart.
I don't know if they're smart, but they're at least they at least have habits, have ingrained habits. Says a mouse wouldn't bring chametz, so makom shemachnis bo chametz. Why? Not because the mice respect Hilchos Pesach, because the mice are used to going to makom shemachnis bo chametz. Right? What do they do every morning? They get up, they go to work. They're not doctors, they're not lawyers. They go around to all the makom shemachnis bo chametz looking for food. And what if they find food? So they bring it to someplace they're familiar with and comfortable with. Makom shechlitz mochametz. They wouldn't bring the food to makom shechlitz mochametz because they're not used to going there. Right? It's not part of their home turf. Again, I have no idea if this is true psychologically, if mice or not. You know, I've never done the experiment. I don't know if there's any scientific papers about this. Because I could have said seeing the opposite. Once they find food, they bring it someplace where they never usually go. It's like hide it from everyone else. Okay, but that's, they say it's not a halachic point, but a psychological point. They say the mouse doesn't bring chametz to unfamiliar places. And he's only familiar with the makom shechlitz mochametz. Maybe it's not just familiar. It's a place he's used to eating. Right? To, let's say better, the mouse, I'm a little skeptical, but what do I know about mice? The mouse only drags chametz or food, only drags food to places he is used to eating food. Are we allowed to end the sentence with a preposition by 2021? Places used to eating food in? I'm not sure. Okay. I heard it became altered. But anyway, okay. The mouse, he only drags chametz to places used to eating food, so he wouldn't drag to much mechitz bo chametz. Great. There are some nafkaminas between these pshatim. What are some nafkaminas between the pshatim? I want to have nafkaminas. Maybe I should. Whatever. Okay. What are some nafkaminas? I think the ringing little would not work if Vidika's go right. Some of the other answer is an interesting question. Like, could you say, well, the mice never breaks down? That would work fine. If it wouldn't happen, then you're puttering the rice level either, right? Something that is unlikely to happen is a p'tur d'oraisa. How about in the d'oraisa? So is that a p'tur d'oraisa level or even on a level? I'm not sure. It could be even on a d'oraisa level. So you say, when it's the Torah of Malachi HaShavis, then maybe that's a p'tur even on a d'oraisa level. Yesh lion. Okay, what's an afkamina? Here's a great afkamina. An afkamina might be, and you know, we'll see this, or we will or won't, depending on how you farish see it in the Rama. What could be an afkamina? What if Ro'a Achbar? Right? Nichnas v'chametz b'pitiv, right? That is going to be a whole day. Geshmak sugyas, we're going to start soon. Right? And tzorech libdok v'mekomos she'ein machnisin v'hem chametz. Okay, we'll see that this might get more complicated, but certainly, what would you say? What if I see a mouse going in with chametz to my house? Do I only have to check the Mekomo Shemachnisim, or do I even have to check the Mekomo Shemachnisim? So what would you say, according to... You would not, because even if he put it there, I'm not going to find it on Pesach. How about according to Mark Halom and Miri? You wouldn't either, because he would only have dragged it to Mark Shemachnisim. But how about according to the Rambam and Tosfos? Right, in the number soap means you're not chosen, something happened if you didn't see it, but if you saw it happen, I mean, you know it brought it in. Once you know it brought it in, there's no difference between the high chorim and the low chorim and the medium chorim. Once you brought it in, it's equally likely to be in any chor. So I think that's a great nafkamina. You would say, according to the Pshat of the Rambam and Tosfos, yes, according to the Pshat of the Maru Chalava and the Meiri, and the Rilunel, no. Right? The Rilunel says, yeah, well, maybe he possibly brought it to the Chor Milyonim, but even if he did, you don't have to check, because you're not going to go there anyway, you're not going to eat it. The Rilunel would say, he for sure didn't bring it to the Chor Milyonim. So why check? Rambam Tosfos would say, in the Dover Sof, you don't have to worry, mice brought chametz if you didn't see anything. But as the Gemara says in that Mishnah, if you saw him bring it, you have to check. Once you have to check every place. There's no difference. Once you have to check, all the holes equally, because for the mice, they're all equal. One last nafkamina is, another nafkamina could be, what if you have vadai chametz? Pimakom. Or let's even be very, very specific. Vadai chametz
Bechorim, Elyonim, V'tachtonim. What if you have Vaday Chametz in the higher low holes? Do you have to be Mevar it or not? So, well, what would Tosfos and the Rambam say? If you Vaday, you know you have Chametz in the Chorim Elyonim. Of course you do. Now you know it's there. How about the Maror Cholov and the Meiri? Of course you do. Now you know it's there. I mean, this kula is based on the fact you know Chametz there. But if you know it's there, then Pashut, right? According to Rambam and Tosfos and the Meiri and the Maharam Cholova, Pashut did Sarach Levayer. Obviously, you have to mivire the chametz there. It goes without saying; it's the most pashut thing in the world, right? Because now you know there's chametz there, so you have to mivire. Now you know there's chametz there, so you have to mivire. How about according to the Rilu Mil? So the Rilu Mil himself says you would, right? He says explicitly. Why? Because this kula is only like in its fake snake. Maybe there's chametz there. If there's chametz, you probably won't need it. However, theoretically, what could the Rilu Mil have said? He could have said, you don't have to. Why? Because you're not going to eat it anyway.
But it isn't about chametz once you put chametz there.
What?
I think he said that in Malcolm Shahin Machnis about chametz if you do put chametz
there. I didn't say you put chametz there. I just said you noticed that a mouse.
Yeah, that it's in Malcolm Shahin Machnis about chametz because there's chametz there.
Ah, okay. So, you know what? I would just say, you know, if you stop now, you would say Bednarish is being crumb. Because once he's saying, theoretically, according to the Rilu Mil, you could say you're putter even if there's Vaday Chametz there. But the Rilu Mil himself explicitly says that way, and it's a big finish. There's a lot of kashas. So why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because someone says you're putter. There is a shita that you're putter, as a matter of fact. Right? That shita is the Yeshomer and the Meiri. What does the Yeshomer and the Meiri say? The Yeshomer and the Meiri says... it's definitely here someplace. Let me just look up the actual Meiri. Says the Meiri on our sugya. Says the Meiri, I would have said this is a stupid enough community because no one would actually say this. But someone actually does say this. I don't know who, but someone said says the Meiri, 1 second, and then let me just prove to you that I'm not making it up, or check if I'm making it up. Says the Meiri, Chori Habayis, etc. Haya Ba'osam Achor El Yonav that Tom Chomet say Yodua. Yesh Omrim Shadayu B'Mitzel. Some people say just B'Mitzel, you don't have to destroy. If Ein Nira came, and he disagrees. But there's a Yesh Omrim. Who is that Yesh Omrim? That Yesh Omrim must be the Rilu Mil, but more than the Rilu Mil. The Yesh Omrim can't be based on these Rishonim. Because if the whole Heter is because there's no Chametz there, now there is Chametz there. The Yesh Omrim has to be the Rilu Mil, but other from the Rilu Mil himself. Right? Pash is Tzitzri Lepdika, but according to the Rilu Mil, you can go two ways. Right? Ulai Tzarech, and that's the Rilu Mil himself. Ulai Eino Tzarech, and that's the Yesh Omrim in the Meiri. Who was the Yesh Omrim in the Meiri? I don't know, the Meiri lived in Provence, the Rilu Mil in Provence. It wasn't the Rilu Mil, but it was probably some colleague of the Rilu Mil who had his general mahalach in the Sugya. Just talking a little further.
According to Tosfos, it's really the stopping at the end of the gate by the Jewish Mekora. Whether or not you need to do a paper on the Gemara into the table. So it could be all the Rishonim one out from the table, you have to do math. The Rishonim, here he is.
You're absolutely right. Meaning, obviously, where does the Rilu Mil get this idea from? Clearly, the Yerim and Beis, the half meaning of Pater, there is, because you're not going to come to eat it. So all the Rilu Mil does is say the Chori Bais Hal Yonim Dachtonim is similar to that. Just the Rilu Mil says it's similar to that, but not quite as much. He might say, what's the difference? He might say it's similar to that. The Rilu Mil would say it's similar to that and not similar to that. Because if you take You're also tchomer if it's vada, right? But the Yeshom and the Meiri would say, no, this is even more makel than that. In the case of Sula Mishmei Korah, Kikar Mishmei Korah, it might fall. And therefore, you might come to eat it. And the Chori by yourself, Yom, it's not going to fall. How does it fall out of a Chor? It falls off a rafter. It doesn't fall off a Chor. So it's even more makel. So that, you're right, that would be the machlokas. Okay, so that's two nafkaminas of this hakir as to why we're not kosher for our Purim, which is really a hakir about why Mavijay Machlis Machalis of Tor. Within that, why we're not worried about a Purim dragging it there. And then we have two nafkaminas. Okay, any questions? Someone have a question?
Rabbi, regarding our kasha on the Rimi Lamil, the Mishnah says that the reason is Imad of ourselves, unless somebody brings another reason.
But the Mishnah is not talking about Makom Shachnis B'chametz for everyone besides the Rambam. The Mishnah is talking about something else. Meaning everyone but the Rambam says the Mishnah is not talking about Makom Shachnis B'chametz. The Mishnah is talking about something else. About being choshesh that in the middle of Bedika, it brought from one place to another. And what are all the other Mishnah saying? That's Taka in the Dover Self. You say that's in the Dover Self. In the Dover Self, to be choshesh that while I'm doing the Bedika, it brought from one room to the other. But to be choshesh that all year long it brought to a Makshir Machis Mohammed, that's the Yesh Dover Self. Right? Just check.
And at the end of the day, also Tosfot says that's the reason. And if the Rimi Lamil doesn't have another reason, then Minastan, he takes that reason.
But he does have another reason. He says his other reason. Because you're not going to go there anyway. You're not going to
eat it. Is he saying that on the whole list or only the specific spaces that
you're going to go there? Chori Ba'isol Yom V'Dachtonim. Right? He's saying it at Chori Ba'isol Yom V'Dachtonim. And that was our question on the Rimi Lamil. What would he say about the whole list? Right?
He may never have meant to say it about the other things on the list.
What?
He may never have meant to say it about the other things
on the list. But then it's funny. Then why does he have to say about Chori Ba'isol Yom V'Dachtonim? I understand. Then why does he have to say about the Chorbal Yom V'Dachtonim?
It's not coming if you see a mouse go in.
He's saying there's another reason for everything, plus in Chori Ba'isol Yom V'Dachtonim, there's a second reason. Could be, but that's not what it sounds like, because he asked, what about if mice brought it there? And gives this, he doesn't say if you see, and gives this answer. But what you're saying, you could answer the Rimi Lamil that way, but that's not what it sounds like for his words. It sounds like his only answer to why we're not Choshesh is because you're not going to go there anyway. So you're giving a terror to the Rimi Lamil. Maybe you're right, but that's not what he says. Okay, we'll answer that question when we get to the test. Okay. But just, you know, spoiler alert. It may be because, and this is the big machlokes you're showing on the test, that in Bedika Chametz, we're not... It may be because, at least the half of Mina, in Bedikas Chametz, you're not supposed to rely on a Rov and a Chazakar. You're supposed to be 100% sure, because that's the union of Bedika.
Yeah,
is it what? He was asking about the case of the Mishnah for everyone else, where it's talking about from the room I checked to the didn't check to the room I checked. Because the Havamina, we would say that we should be Kilshish even for far out possibilities to be Machmir for Bedika. If we could, we would have liked to be Machmir even on more far out possibilities.
We are.
And we would like to, just we can't, because they ended up ourselves. Let me drop on it, let's say. Okay, the last question I want to deal with was the machlokes between Rabbeinu David and the Rabbeinu Manoach about one last case. How about the case of a chor shebit aron lachaveru? Zebo they got makom sheyado magas, zebo they got makom sheyado magas, and hashar mevat lo belibo. What's the reason for the p'tor of hashar mevat lo belibo? What's the reason for the p'tor of hashar mevat lo belibo? So, Hashar Mevatlo Belibo. What's the reason for that p'tur? So, what does Rabbeinu Manoach say? Rabbeinu Manoach says, what's the reason for the p'tur? Right, again, we have a hole between our houses. I stick my hand in, you stick your hand in, but there's a thick wall between our houses, so this where we can't reach. Mevatlo Belibo. What's the reason for the p'tur Mevatlo Belibo according to Rabbeinu Manoach? So says Rabbeinu Manoach. Kosef Harav. Because if you can stick your hand there, why would you put chametz there? Okay, let us stop in the middle. So says the Rabbeinu Manoach, Makom She'ein Machnisim Bo Chametz. Rabbeinu David disagrees. What does Rabbeinu David say? What's the reason that your potter Hashar Mevat LeBelibo on the middle of the hole? Says Rabbeinu David, that's not reading the potter, that's reading the chayv. Says Rabbeinu David, because even if there is chametz there, you're correct, sorry, right? Even if there is chametz, even if there is chametz there, you're not going to come to eat it, because if you can't reach, how could you eat it? Right? That's what Rabbeinu David says. Meaning he says the Rabbeinu Manoach is wrong about everything else in the sukkah. But he's right about, he didn't know the real deal. He's wrong about everything else in the sugya, but he's right about the middle of the chor. The middle of the chor, but your mamish can't reach. So if your mamish can't reach, then why would you eat it? Is Hami quoting the Rabbeinu David accurately? For some reason, that's not what I remember him saying, but I will check. He says, Iyash Shalafarish, don't say so much in Mechlis Mochamets. Rather, Melavadai, you have to worry chametz to enter. Why do you have to worry chametz to enter there? Because when you use chametz in the outside part, it might have gotten pushed inside. That's how it got there. Why don't you have to go there? Take a broomstick or something? Because in also is shekashmo also chametz, because you're not going to end up eating it. There's no shemir v'lochlo because you can't reach it. So duma lekikar b'shveikor, etc., etc. And he says, he says, what's the reason for bittul? The reason for bittul is by Rabbi Matze. He says, he might have gotten there by falling. So says Rabbi David, he says a different shot. He says, because, like the Rabbi Manoach, but not like the Rabbi Manoach, about Chori Elyon, but talking only about this case. In this case, it's not just inconvenient to go there, and you don't usually go there. Your mamash can't reach. But he says, lo yavo la ochlo. What's Rabbi David's proof? He says, well, over here, very rarely, it's very rare that in Brises we find bittul, right? Let's assume that the Brises didn't mean like a Rebuta Marabba, Bodhik Sarsi Yavatal. Let's assume. So he says, why do you have to invatal it? If the Makshay Mechlis Bochamis, why do you have to invatal it? Makshay Mechlis Bochamis not kind of in bittul, how do I know? Because the Gemara asks, and the Vav and Beis, why does a bully start saying Vatel? And they don't answer because the Makkim Shemach Lisa Mohammed. Right? So, says Rabbeinu David, the proof against Rabbeinu Noach is that it's Makkim Shemach Lisa Mohammed. If it was a Makkim Shemach Lisa Mohammed, you could cut her from Bittel as well, until Rabbi Yehuda Marab made his Takana. The fact you're Chayim Bittel is because it is a Makkim Shemach Lisa Mohammed, but you're not going to eat it. So therefore, you have to do Bittel because it's Makkim Shemach Lisa Mohammed, but you're like Matze. You don't have to. Do Bedika, because Bedika Shem Yavel Achlo, you can't come to eat it. That's Rabbeinu David. How does Rabbeinu Manoach answer him? Rabbeinu Manoach answers him. He has an answer. What's his answer? His answer is it's a makom she'im achnisu bo chametz, but it's a little chashim achnisu bo chametz. Why? Im achnisu bo chametz, but chametz misgal gilbo. You wouldn't put chametz there, but chametz could get dragged there or roll there or fall there from a place you do put chametz. And therefore, it's like a makom shehach machnis bo chametz. What's the din of makom sheh? Chitz machnis bo chametz. You need bedika and not bittel. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Rab say you need bittel because this makom sheh in machnis bo chametz galgal bo chametz? Because most people don't have that in their house. Okay, so that's just the two answers. Why do you need bittel? Why do you need bittel? Says Rabbi David says makom sheh machnis bo chametz. That's why you need bittel. Says Rabbeinu Noach, because even though you're not machnis bo chametz, your machnis chametz someplace next to it where it could roll in or get pushed in, and therefore it's an in between machnis bo chametz and bittul and apatika. Okay. If there's no other questions, we'll go weiter. Okay. Let's go on to the sugyas of sakana then. Let me just get the board. Thank you.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Yes, you ask a question. I'll try to figure out how to
make if you continue, if you follow Rabbi Yonatan Minel's Shita, and you go according to the Rishonim that the reason you need Bedika is Shema Yimtza Gluska, and you're afraid that the Beetle won't be correct, you know, that you're somebody you'll be so then you have a whole new way of interpreting this whole Machlokis here.
What do you mean?
It's not Shema Yavo La'ochlo. Shema, you'll frequent the place, and then you'll be in a situation where you might meet Charet on the Bedika. You know, you'll Shema Yimtza Gluska, and you'll be meet Charet and your Beetle. And therefore, you'll be over by your Rabbi Yimatze. And the Chashash is not eating it, but being over by your Rabbi Yimatze.
Chashash is by your Rabbi Yimatze.
But especially according to the Ramban, and that's why I was kind of surprised that Rabbi Davi fell into the camp of Shema Yavo La'ochlo, and he follows the Ramban sheet on them as the reason for Bedikas Lamis.
Okay, that is a okay, but that's all Akash on the Rilunel. No? Or you mean this Rabbi David? What about this Rabbi David? He's obviously assuming Shema Yavo La'ochlo. Okay,
we'll
have to assume that.
And in the beginning, he assumed that the reason was because the Beetle wasn't correct. I mean, on the Sugyas, when the Machlokas, the Ramban and Tosfos says, why you need Bedikas Chametz? There, he was clearly on the Ramban side.
Are we sure about that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have to look back. Yaakov. That's in when the chametz is in a normal place, right?
Start again from the important part. He says, "If he shekemish en yad echem emagas sham biyadua shalom eshtam shabo mokr shem eshtam shabo lo tzurichum bedika." Mayar, what do you say? Shema nigra sham, but maybe it got dragged there from the part they used. Like maybe since it was right next to the part they used, it got dragged into the part they couldn't reach. Mistaking yadai bittel, and that level of suffix that maybe bittel's enough. That's what I said. Okay.
Is this
image being considered? Lachora, half and half. Like, tell the board, tell the middle. Apostles. Okay. Continuing. That might depend on what the status of your chametz to someone else's house, right? Okay, continuing the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Tana, the Rai says, Ein mechayv no salach, z'yad lachor mitzdok, and livdok, and ne'asakana. You don't have to be building in the whole skill of sakana. My sakana, Enim thinks you're going to say akrav. If you say, because there might be scorpions in the holes, kimishtavish, kimishtavish. Obviously, it's talking about much shayach, nisbo chametz, so you theoretically be chayiv and have a tour of sakana. But how would you ever be mocked this chametz and use it in the first place if there are scorpions? So it can't be a place with scorpions. No, it's a place without scorpions, then the wall collapsed. And now there are scorpions, because scorpions come in collapsed walls. Enough alone the bedika. Hold on. If it fell, if it collapsed, why didn't you bedika at all? Meaning, why is it a tour of sakana? It should be a tour fundamentally, b'etzem. That's not chametz enough alone on poles where you come before. It says any chametz buried by a fallen building is as if it's already destroyed because it's not accessible, and you don't have to search for it. No, as Rav Shimon Leil says, if that's if it's buried three tefachim deep, which is in a kelav, the dog can
can't dig it up. If it's three tefachim deep, then it's already considered not acceptable, not accessible kumavur, your potter be'etzem. If it's less than three tefachim deep, then you're chayiv to dig it up be'etzem, but your potter goes to sakana. Oh, what's the sakana? Remember, Allah's shluchim etzem in nizokin. There's no sakana, shluchim etzem in nizokin. Amar Vashi, Shema Tova lo machad v'asi liguna basra, no. Even though shluchim etzem in nizokin, here we're afraid you might not be shluchim etzem because maybe you'll lose a needle. And you'll look for the needle to, in addition to the chametz, and then you won't be lishma. And if you're not lishma, then you're not shluchim mitzvah. Obviously, a god, lav mitzvah, really? If it's lishma that's not considered a mitzvah, Rashi says, at least la'inyan that you're shluchim mitzvah. Meaning, if you're not doing lishma, it has no zechus of a mitzvah. But ha'omer, ha'omer sells all the tzak yichin yosha ibn olamaba. If you give this money to daka, so that your son will live. Simple pshat is your son is sick. You want him to live. So it's chos, worse that you go to Olam Haba. He's a tzad of gomer. Tzad of gomer. Even shalom shema is a tzad of gomer. So shalom shema is shluchay mitzvah. The answer is, Dilma basa debadig asig liyuna basra. You're right. Even if you're looking for a needle, by the way, it's not such a crazy scenario, right? Am I the only one it happens to? That you lose something in your house and you say, ah, in Pesach cleaning, we'll find it. Right? Okay. But in their days, they didn't do a big Pesach cleaning. They just did maybe a quick sweeping in the Rishon, according to the Rishonim, maybe not. Maybe that's a chiddush of the Rishonim. They just did the Bedika. So they lost something in the house. They say, everything is chametz, I'll find it. Right? And they were looking for the macha. Not such a crazy thing. And even this is not so crazy. What's the chash? Maybe after he finishes looking for chametz, like maybe after he saw there's no chametz, says, I checked there's no chametz here, but there still could be a needle. And therefore, I checked there's no chametz, but I'm not sure. It could be, there's something that might look like it could be a needle, even though it's for sure not chametz, and he might look for there. And he looks for that, then he's not doing mitzvah at all. And therefore, he's not even doing a maisa mitzvah at all. He's not checking for chametz. And therefore, he's not a shleich mitzvah, and therefore it could be nizok, and that's the chash zakon. It's a bit of a chash rachok, but maybe psychologically not so crazy. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar said a different shot. Mishum zakonis nachrim uplimo. It's not because of zakonis akrim, it's because of zakonis nachrim, and it's like plimo. The tiny chashman Yehudi larmai, a hole between a Jew and a guy that goes all the way through the wall. A bodeg on Makam Shield of Magas, which I'm rather believe. The Tanakhama says the same as between two Jews. You search as much as you can reach in the rest of your battle, but Plimo says, you don't check it all because of Sakana. What's Sakana? My Sakana. Name Sakana is Shafim, Kishdamish, Kishdamish. What's the Sakana? It's Sakana, the guy's going to kill you. What's the Sakana, the guy's going to kill you? That if he sees you sticking your hand into the, like, what's the big deal if you stick your hand into the hole between the walls? No, he'll think you're casting the magic spell on him. Hold on. Then how's it, again, it has to be chayiv be'etzem, just potter mishum sakana. It's only chayiv be'etzem if it's a mokshan achlis mochamitz, but how do you ever use it in the first place to put chametz in if you're afraid that the guy might kill you because he thinks you're doing magic on him, sorcery on him? So the answer is, hasam ki yishtavish imam and ahorv l'maske daite hachal elishragu masik adaite. Over there, when you normally use it, you used it in the daytime, when the sun was up, and he wouldn't think you're doing sorcery. But over here, it's the nighttime with the candle, with a lamp rather, and that already looks like sorcery. And when you do things at night, and when you bring out candles, it looks more like sorcery. So therefore, it's a chash of sakana. Okay, the Gemara then asks, how could it be? Why would the guy kill you for dikas chametz? No, if the hezek is shchiach, hezek is likely, is common, then there's no rule of shluchametz and yuzokin. Meaning shluchametz and yuzokin is only for milsad lo shchicha. If something's not so common, then normally it would be prudent to avoid even a slight chance of shash of sakana. But shluchay mitzvah don't have to worry about it because it wouldn't happen. If something's common, then you can't be shonken al anes. And then even shluchay mitzvah could be nizok. And how do we know? Shenemar v'yom shvo lecheilech shom ashol v'haragan v'yom shor engos bakar tikach b'yadcha v'gomer. Right? Because Hashem told Shmuel HaNavi to go anoint David as the king. Shmuel HaNavi says, anointing David as the king. That's what they call it now, the insurrection. Right? Shaul hears, and he will kill me, and Hashem says, no problem, just bring a calf and say you're going to bring a carbon, and no one will know the difference. So why was Shmuel afraid? Why didn't he just have the talk on the Shulchan Mitzvah Mizokin? Because the Shchi Chazeka, again, when you're trying to appoint a usurper or king, then that is very dangerous.
The Gemara continues. Bol minei mi rav. Hani b'nei be rav de dairi b'baga mahu. Mahu le meisei kadma b'chashuchu le be rav. These yeshiva students whose dorm is in the whose dorm is in the villages, and they have to pass like outside the villages to get to yeshiva, through the wilderness to get to yeshiva. Can they come to yeshiva early when it's dark outside and go home late when it's dark outside, or is that too dangerous? He says they should come even when it's dark outside and it's all the responsibility on my shoulders. I'm sure they won't be hurt. How about going home? I'm not sure. Maybe it's only shluchim mitzvah when you go to a mitzvah. When they're going home, they're going to do different rishos to go eat and sleep, and therefore maybe they have no protection. Itmar, Amar Rilazar. However, the Brav didn't know, but Rilazar says shluchim mitzvah is open. Nope, they're protected from Hezek on the way there and on the way back. Deman ki hay tana. This is like this tana. Tana is when you go to Omer klapi shemar tzar lo yachmanish tzar tzacha malam yichni poros karo the afar. The ain kaim azikasa tarnigolascha min akeres ba'ashba ain chulam azikasa. Right, what does he say? This is actually pshuta shomikra, right? What's pshuta shomikra? I mean, he's extending. Well, yachmane ishets arts kabaloso leros teishel kachas shalosh pa'amim. Bashana, there's an obvious question. If all the Jews have to go off yilarego 3 times a year, that means that all the Jews leave their houses and their properties or something. So a guy or a criminal can come and steal it. If you say, okay, only the male Jews have to go, not the women. All right, but the assumption was, I don't know, maybe nowadays the women are a little tougher, but the women would not be able to withstand the bandits and the marauders. So it's obviously a stupid idea. How could Hashem tell us all to go to Shalai? There's no one guarding the home front. It says, no problem. Lo yachmei Hashem, take care of it. Lo yachmei Hashem, it's going to steal your land. Don't worry about it. And they darshan not only the land, but Tosu says they dash the word S, that even your cow and even your chickens will also be protected, even though you're not home to guard them. Baladron Kabachomer, Ma'ilo Shadakaliza Ganyuzokim, the other Shadakaliza Galakamakama. So Kabachomer, if the animals, which can very easily be damaged, Hashem will protect. People who generally protect themselves are less likely to be damaged, Hashem will for sure protect. And that's where we get Shlucham Isidin Muzokim, and the Balichwas Arminai, and that's only on the way there. How about the way back? Come along, funny small, it says, you should go turn around in the morning after Yontif and go to your tent, to your home. Why do you have to say Fanisba Govi Allah Lo Alecha? Could have just the Balach that we know you go home. The Lamach Tip says Olecha B'Shalom means no, you'll go and you'll find your Ohel like you left it. Right? So even on the way home, you will be safe and your house will be safe and your animals will be safe and everything will be okay. If even in, we learned from Balach Lo Alecha that even on the way back would be protected, then Kol Shekain. On the way there, why do you the possible Yachmanish starts? But really, right, we need the Chareva Ami, Dabar Rami, called Unashesh Lokarka, Ola Regal, Shein Lokarka, and Ola Regal, to teach you something. Tosis quoted the Yom Beis, if you recall, that only someone who has Karka has to Alila Regal, someone who doesn't have Karka is Potter and Alila Regal. Amar of Abim Baravad, Amar of Yitzhak, with name Ma, Aim, Piros, Ginosar, Yushalayim. Why are there no Piros, Ginosar? Ginosar is the area near the Kinneret. Right, Kinneret is called Yam Ginosar in Shas. Then, and they had, I don't know what they have nowadays, but they had amazing fruit. Really, there are stories about Pirus Ginosar that it was like mamish intoxicating fruit. It sounds like one of these old like legends, like something out of the Odyssey. Like mamish, you couldn't stop eating it. So why are these delicious fruits not in Yerushalayim? Shouldn't Yerushalayim have the best things in the whole world because it's so kadosh? The answer is, Kadesh Shaloyo, Olor Begolim Omran, Lalo, Olim, Lef, Pirus Ginosar, Yerushalayim, Dayin, and instantly Shalishma. Ah, because if Yerushalayim had such great fruit, then the Olam Gullim say it was worth coming just for the fruits, and then it would be Shalom Shema. Kayotzbo, similarly, Amr of the Cyber of Yanathan, guy coming for Yerushalayim. Why are there no hot springs, natural hot springs in Yerushalayim, or coming for Yerushalayim? It's a big attraction. So why aren't there hot springs in Yerushalayim? After all, Yerushalayim should have all the best things in the world. Not to mention that, some of the Ekronim say that we have Masorah, that the hot springs have the fires of Gehenna, and there's an opening to Gehenna near Yerushalayim, so why should we have the hot springs?
And your parrot says that, I think.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Let me show him then. Kadesh lo yorlu golem omrim, lo 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 kof kong tveri, dayin and zeli shol shma. So they would say, oh, it was worth coming. Forget the base of it. It was worth coming for the hot springs. And then they would have all the yashul of the shma. Okay. So there's a few things that come up here. Let's start with the discussion that we're showing them about the guy who says,
you know, sell a litzdaka amanashi yichya b'ni or amanashi yishaya ben olam haba. What is pshat there? So first of all, it says the tzaddik gomer. First, the technical question. How is he a tzaddik gomer if he gives one selah to tzedakah? I know a lot of people who give one selah, more than one selah. I know people who give $1,000 to tzedakah. That doesn't make you a tzaddik gomer. So that's just a technical question. How can you be a tzaddik gomer because you give one thing to tzedakah? So what does Rashi say? The dover's that. No, you're a tzaddik gomer in this maisa. Obviously, it's not your whole life, but you're a tzaddik gomer in this maisa. Similarly, the Rach in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says, no, it means tzedakah gemurah. It means this maisa is a proper maisa mitzvah. And the Tosfos in Parashat, even as a girsa like that. Right, he says, there's a girsa without the yud. Without a yud, right, yourselves with a yud, without a yud. It doesn't say tzedakah gemurah, it's tzedakah gemurah. Yeah, this is a real maisa tzedakah. Okay, and the third answer is Rashi Rosh Hashanah. For some reason, Rashi Rosh Hashanah, he's not always consistent. It says a little differently. He's a tzaddik gomer in Rosh Hashanah. Means if you do this all the time, you're a tzaddik gomer. Because if all the time you're giving tzedakah, then you become a tzaddik gomer. Okay, so that is, you know, if you ask why is a tzaddik gomer because of one maisa? So the three technical answers, says Rashi in Psachim and Baba Basra. I'm pretty sure Baba Basra is the same as as Psachim. He said Sadi Gomer. Said the Rach of the Shana and the one Girsa in the Tosfos Ben Parrots. It is Tzedek Gomer, or Tzedakah, or it's the Maisa, not the Gavra. Says Rashi, shut up. The Ruggle, if you do it all the time, then you become Tzedek Gomer. Okay. So far, not so exciting. What's interesting is the Kash of Tosfos and Older Rishonim, the Steer of Pirkei Avos. What does it say, Pirkei Avos? It says, Al Tzedek Kavodim, Amisham Shadrabo Nasagal Pras. This against the first mission of those. And Tigger Shistoko says black and white, don't serve Hashem Almanas Lakabel Pras. Don't serve Hashem to get a reward. And here we're saying you serve Hashem to get a reward. If you say you serve Hashem to get a reward, and you're Tzaddik Gomer. But how can you be Tzaddik Gomer if you're going against, like, what is it, the third mission or Pirkei Avos? So watch the shot. How do you answer up this Sira? I'm going to answer up the steer from Pirkei Avos. Okay. What might you have said is the most obvious answer? Well, I know the most obvious answer. What does Tosfos say? And many Rishonim should know. A whole bunch of Rishonim say like Tosfos. I wrote down a list someplace, but lots of Rishonim actually say like Tosfos here. It's not just the day of Tosfos. Okay, someone want to tell me what Tosfos' answer is?
Gam v'gam.
What? Exactly. What word is he medayek in? What word is he medayek in? Almanas. Right? Yeah. Almanas can mean different things, right? But Tosfos is medayek in almanas. You don't have to be medayek. You can just say it's a phrase, right? Does almanas mean, again, if we're used to thinking this execution, what does almanas mean? It means it's not govern. If yes, then yes. If no, then no. On condition that. Does almanas mean on condition that? What does that mean? You know, for the reason that Tosfos the Daigan Almanas says Almanas means for the condition. What is Antigonus Yisocho saying you shouldn't do? You shouldn't serve Hashem on condition of getting reward. Meaning, if I get the reward, I serve Hashem, and if I don't get the reward, I'm not willing to serve Hashem. And that's what he says. Kori Tagra. That you say I'm giving tzedakah Almanas Yichya B'ni, and if Chas V'Shalom, my son does not recover, then I regret giving tzedakah, and God didn't fulfill his part of the bargain, so he ripped me off. Right? That's what it says. But over here, it didn't say almanas. It says bishvil. Bishvil is different from almanas. Bishvil means, I would like this to be zechus for yichya b'ni, but I'm doing mitzvahs either way. It's not conditioned. That's Tosfos' shot. And where does Tosfos get this idea from? He gets the idea from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Vabasa, which is Mechalik Din Hunu, a Jew and a Goy.
Or you, man, just right.
You can give Bishol Sheyech Yibani, but a Goy can't. Why? That's Tosos, because when a Goy does it, Minastam, it's not Jew and Goy. It's just Minastam, right? A Goy, Minastam, if Hashem doesn't do what he wants, he complains and says, I only gave it on condition. And a Jew, Minastam, wants, he would also like a reward. He would also like to have his prayers answered. But he wants the mitzvah l'shma, and he's doing the mitzvah whether or not he'd like to reward, but he's not doing the mitzvah al tonight, right? What's a raya for that chiluk? Like the deal Chazal made for the tefillah of Shlomo Melech, right? What does Shlomo Melech say when he inaugurates the Beis HaMikdash? He says, Hashem, you should do kechol asher yikra lecha. Whatever the guy asks for. Why does he do whatever the Jew asks for? Isn't he the king of the Jews? There's the Jew, even if Hashem says no sometimes. But the guy, if Hashem says no, he'll lose his emunah. And therefore, it's more important to answer the guy. Okay, that's the same insight. So that's Tosos. Says Tosos. And other Rishonim, he says, Almanas Mamish. He says, Al-Tanai. The only on condition of schar is wrong. That's like us saying wrong, right? So that's dumber. But unconditionally, but for schar is it's not a dumber. As long as it's not a condition, if you're doing it for the schar, as long as you're saying, but I'll do it anyway, then you're a tzaddik gomer. Okay, Tosfos pretty maybe one tzaddik gomer, right? You don't need to be a very high level of shmona to be a tzaddik gomer. That is Tosfos' answer. Okay, what is the Chidush HaRan's and many, many, many others, Rishonim's answer? And the Tosfos being a parrot, and et cetera.
Tzaddik of Aloch HaShem.
What?
Tzaddik of Aloch HaShem.
Exactly. So what could you say? Maybe these are slightly different. Let's start with the Joseph Bader Peretz. What does the Joseph Bader Peretz say in his first answer? I think it's the first answer. I hope I got the word right. V'im tomer v'ed avol sheishlom d'rasin ha'ari that tzedek gomer. Inam tzedek gomer b'dover hazeh. You're not really doing the right thing. Right? So that's a little difficult to describe. I apologize. Okay, let's get Joseph Bader Peretz. Says Joseph Bader Peretz. You're not really tzedek gomer. Because you didn't fulfill Antigash Socho in Periagos. You're not really Tzadik Gomer if you show Lashma. But it's Tzadik Gomer or Tzadik Gomer, the Dover's head. You're not really Tzadik Gomer. You're being always Shul Lashma. You're violating the advice of Antigash Socho. However, this mice is proper Tzedakah. You're Tzadik Gomer in that you gave Tzedakah. You get full credit for giving tzedakah. You're just not a person who's obed Hashem l'shma. Interestingly, he seems to assume that the fact you show l'shma is not pogi in the midst of tzedakah. It's just pogi in your abode b'klah. Someone who does an obed Hashem l'shma, his specific act of abode is tzadik gomer. But his general approach to Hashem is not tzadik gomer. Okay, so the specific action is not nifgam by wanting reward, but your general approach to life is nifgam. What does the Sharan say? He says it a little differently. And by the way, lots of our chronicles say the Sharan says of the Sharan, he says, ah, Tzadik Gomer, the old deal. Tzadik is not a chassid. Tzadik doesn't mean chassid. Tzadik means you do everything al pidin. Chassid means you're really on a madriga. So he says, Tzadik Gomer sounds impressive. He says, Tzadik Gomer, but not a chassid. No, Tzadik Gomer is not so impressive. When we say Tzadik Gomer, we're very impressed. Really, Tzadik Gomer is not impressed. That just means you follow the rules. You follow the rules, but you're still not a great person. Because you didn't follow Antigonish ish so cool. So here we have, really, Minakotza Lakotza. What is the status of someone who does mitzvahs to get a reward? Says the Chidush HaRan, he's a Tzadik Gomer al pidin, but he's not a very impressive person. Says Tosos on the other side, no, he's mamish a Tzadik Gomer l'chol davar ve'inyan, as long as it's not in condition. Like, there's nothing more we expect from him. And since Joseph Eric's in the middle, this act is an excellent pure act. However, in general, he's lacking the aspect of lishma. Okay, there are some other answers as well. What does the Abrama say? Which might be a little chodesh. What does the Abrama say? Basra.
He has a good kavana.
Yeah. What does the Abrama
say?
Wants
to have an alamba.
There's two kinds of wanting reward. There's wanting gashmius reward and wanting ruchnius reward. Right? If the reward you want is gashmius, which is like shot in Yechiyavini at least, or rather, if the reward you want is selfish for your own pleasure and enjoyment, then that's shalolishma. That's against Atinya Shisochu. But this fellow, when he said Yechiyavini, he didn't mean Yechiyavini because I like spending time with my son because my son is so cute. He meant Yechiyavini so that he grew up to be a big tzaddik and tamachach and serve Hashem. He didn't mean so I could get anon Olam Haba. He meant so that I could be close to Hashem in Olam Haba. So that I could get more ruchnius in Olam Haba. Meaning the schar he wanted was schar of ruchnius, not schar of ruchnius. And therefore, that's it. That's not considered shul lishma. That's not a manas kabbalah. Said the Abramai, says no. He says in Avos, it's talking about. In Avos, it's talking about the shame hanas atzma, which is of course what we thought. Yechiyavini don't have a bit. I want my son to live, so I'll enjoy it. I'm going to go to Mahaba because I'll enjoy it. But over here, when we said Aurora, Daka is only the shame of Odes Hashem. Right? Only no, I want to go to Mahaba and be open Hashem. I want Yechiyavini. I want my son to be open Hashem. That's not a lishma because that's the mitzvah's mitzvah. Hashem, I want to do one mitzvah, make more mitzvahs, I want more mitzvahs. Okay, that's not that. It's a chiddush or kiddush. What do you mean, Yevini? But that is not crazy. In fact, this ties in to a big machlokedus, shomer, etc. You know, should you serve Hashem in order to go to Olam Haba? Should you serve Hashem in order to go to Olam Haba? So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, nope, it's Shalom Lishma from Sirach to go to Olam Haba. However, he writes, many other philosophers as well, that no, it depends what you mean by doing Olam Haba. If you say that I can get Sar and Hanan on Olam Haba, then that's Shalom Lishma. And that's against that Sirach. If you say, I want a Sirach to go to Olam Haba, because I want to be close to Hashem, and I want to have a connection to Hashem in Olam Haba, you know, if your Olam Haba is for your ruchnius connection with Hashem, not for your personal hana, then that's not a begam lishma. Then that's adarav, but that's a great lishma. You're serving Hashem because you want to serve Hashem more. So again, if what you want out of Olam Haba is to be close to Hashem, that's lishma. If what you want out of Olam Haba is your personal hana, that is shalom lishma. That's what the Rabbi Nelson of the Elbos, the Rabbi Nel on the third mission of the Elbos says, you shouldn't serve Hashem not the couple pras. But you should serve Hashem unless the kabbal skar. Pras means physical things that you would enjoy. You shouldn't serve Hashem. Skar means the ruchnius connection to Hashem and Olam Haba. That you should serve Hashem for. Okay, so that all ties into the Ziyabrama. Okay, there's many, many other creative answers in the Achronim. One interesting answer is quoted by the Mishloah Melech in his Sefer Parshas Drachim from the Maharit. Okay, this is like classic Mishloah Melech. Right, if you know anything about the Mishloah Melech, right, his biggest hana in life is he'll pull a matsumim about whether the Avos had a din b'nei Noach or a din of Yisrael, which a lot of the Parsha Drachim discusses. That's really the context of the piece here. It's not a pilpul atzum, it's a very small one. He says, how come Avram asked the bris b'nei Abusarim b'ma idaki roshena? Right? Avram asked, like, you know, what's the, what am I going to do that I'll get the reward of Yerusha Zaharetz? Why did Avram all of a sudden, like, ask to do mitzvahs for a reward? And Brisbane, I'm sorry, but not beforehand. So the answer is, because until then, he had a din b'nei Noach, And a ben noach, it says in Rosh Hashanah, and Bav Basra is not allowed to do Amar Ashi Yechiv and Amar Ashi Yevin Ol Haba. But now that Hashem said, go out of your itzdagninus, your astrology, because Yisrael, Emaz will be Yisrael, Hashem gave it to Yisrael. Once he had it in Yisrael, then he's allowed to say, Amar Ashi Yechiv and he can ask Hashem, what mitzvos will I do, and I'll get the Schar of Yisrael. Okay, that's the context. That part is not our topic right now, but interesting, he quotes from the Maharit. Okay, he calls him the Rimat. That's the version we know of as the Maharit, right in the days of Yosef Cairo and Yisrael. So what does he quote from the Maharit? He says, Amvraisi le Maharit so far shes kadoshim shekasav del Amru. I couldn't find this Maharit on Otzer Chachma. So I didn't get a chance to look it up inside. Here it means a big lumnus. He says that a little. One second. Achtas Posos is not this. And even Parshas Bahar. He seems to prove from our Gemara not to say this. What does this mean? Says the Maharit, quoting the Mishlo Melech, an interesting answer. Right? The Mishlo Melech says, I don't like his answer. Tosor, he gave an answer. Says the Maharit, no. He says different things, stuck and everything else. I think it's something of those was talking about Shar Mitzvahs. But in our Sugya, Selazu is talking about Mitzvahs Tzedakah. Shar mitzvos, if you do it to get a reward, shalol l'shma, and you're not a tzaddik gomer. Tzedakah, you're a tzaddik gomer, even if you do shalol l'shma. The kiddush. What's the difference between tzedakah and shar mitzvos? Because someone's saying longish terminology. You could say melech haveiro, or I might even say, I want to go someplace that you don't know where I want to go yet. I'd say a mitzvah of a maisa versus a tzav. Most mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the maisa. I should daven. I should wear tzitzis. I should shake a lulav. I say kriya shma, etc. But in tzedakah, the mitzvah is not the mice of tzedakah. The mitzvah is the tzah that the oni should have money. Right? Yes? What about the Rambam? And you could have asked me, what about the Beis Halevi, who really has 100 chidushim based on that mahalach? Or go further than that, rather. Okay, so the answer is he doesn't know like Rambam. Right? What is the meaning? You could have gone in a totally different direction. That's what he's saying here. He's saying that in mitzvah tzedakah, what does he say? What does the Maharit say? Says the Maharit, I'll read it to you. Shenimshach bo to'elas la'achirim. Okay, there's to'elas la'achirim. Okay, what that means? I think his emphasis is nimshach bo to'elas. His emphasis is not like, oh, it's how I relate to other people. That there's a to'elas la'achirim. Is that what they mean? Is within them, right? There's to'elas la'achirim. In mitzvahs that are within me, if I do a shalom l'shma, then I'm violating Pirkei Avos. I'm not such a great Jew. I'm okay. No, I'm not a tzaddik gomer. Far from a tzaddik gomer. But in mitzvahs with the point of to'elas la'achirim, as long as the achirim got the to'elas, who cares? L'shma is not important in mitzvah to'elas la'achirim. Anyone want to bring me a Rashi in Parshas Kisetze that would support this idea that in tzedakah, when the mitzvah is to'elas la'achirim, it's not so important what you think? Right, Rashi says on B'shachachta Om Rasadeh, he quotes in the Sifrei. From here, we see that even if a coin falls out of your pocket and the honey finds it into his parties, then you get a bracha. Yeah, that's very radical. I didn't do anything. I lost money. The honey gets it. I get a reward from Hashem. I didn't say it's out of gomer, but clearly, what do we see? That since it's a tzedakah, the Tzu'elus Lachirim, your kavanah is not so important. So I think that's what he means. Right? What does he say here? He says over here, right? So the anchor is my experience. So my experience, if it's not l'shma, there's a pagam. Over here, the anchor is the to'eles la'achirim, and in the to'eles la'achirim, it doesn't matter if I'm l'shma or not l'shma. That's the Mishnah Melech's kasha, right? The Mishnah Melech asks. Then why does the Gemara compare this to? Why does the Gemara compare this to B'dikas Chametz? After all, in Bedikas Chametz also. After all, Bedikas Chametz is not tzedakah, and that's why he rejects it, right? And he says, even later on, Parshas Bahar, the Maharit's not so sure about how to explain the Maharit. But could you defend the Maharit? Right, it's against some lumdish kedusha that we said, but that's like the push-up shot, right? Meaning, I think you could defend the Maharit by just saying, and who didn't think of chametz? The point is that you shouldn't have chametz anymore. Lu yitzuyar, I trained some robot to go to your house and check for chametz. And I say, fine, I don't have chametz anymore. What's the big deal? Right? So it could be you could say the same thing for b'digas chametz. Not so posh. You could say, no, there's a certain chametz, b'digas chametz. But that's the chiddush. The pashup shot is that all the rules of b'digas chametz are just to make sure you don't have chametz. So after you can answer the Mishnah is not impressed by this kasha. He says, no. It's coming out to us like chiver. The point is, it's just a toelis. It's a dotzah. You shouldn't have chametz anymore. If I don't have chametz anymore, then what's important is the result, not necessarily the maisa. Meaning, well, that's a classic nafmina maisa kind of things. Let's say I send someone who's not a bar shlichos to do bidigas chametz for me. So maybe that would be fine, right? What's the big deal if he's not a bar shlichos and his bidigas chametz not mityaches to me? Oh, it doesn't matter. If my house is clean, my house is clean. The anchor is I should make sure my house is clean somehow. So you could say that you could answer the question of the Mishlo Melech, Parshas Drachim, and say that Bedikas Chametz is also for the Toeles, and not for the actual experience of Bedikas Chametz. Okay, which, again, is against some fancy Kiddushim we said, which had basis, but is the simple shot. So I think you could defend him against the Mishnah Melech's, Kasha, in my humble opinion. Okay, so we have a bunch of different shots in here some of them are cute, but I think they are revelatory about just what the standards of the Shema that we expect in Kol Torah Kula. One interesting question that comes up is, how do you compare the beginning of the Gemara to the end of the Gemara? What's the end of the Gemara doing there is actually interesting, right? You start with the Gemara about Shluchim Etzayim Nizokim, and then you get into Aliyah L'Rego, and then you get into Aliyah L'Rego L'Shma. So on the one hand, okay, the tangents. You go from Shluchim Etzayim Nizokim to Aliyah L'Rego, so the Aliyah L'Rego Walker and the Chumash of Shluchim Etzayim Nizokim, and then you get Aliyah L'Rego L'Shma, which is one of Aliyah L'Rego, same. But it's a little funny because the beginning of the verse says, "Imin shalol l'shma." You're total shluchei mitzvah. You're a tzadik gomer. You know, basically, whatever we learn from the regular applies. Bein l'shma, bein shalol l'shma. That's exactly what we said at the beginning. I'm not sure if you've been. And then all of a sudden, we say, "No, aliyah l'regel has to be l'shma." It's a bit of a stira. Therefore, no, we're bothered by this. Right? If the beginning of the Gemara learns from Aliyah L'Rego L'Shluchim Etzim Nizokin and Shluchim Etzim Nizokin Bein L'Shma Bein Shalol L'Shma, then why does the end of the Gemara say Aliyah L'Rego has to be L'Shma? So, that is the classic Kasha, and the Pnei Yoshua asked this Kasha. And what did the Pnei Yoshua answer as Kasha? Where does he get that idea from, of course? From the Machat. He says, no, it means like the Machat. It doesn't mean that you'll come. Now, again, he has to add something here. It doesn't mean you'll come for Aliyah L'Rego and say, boy, it was worth coming for the fruits. It was worth coming for the hot springs. It means you'll stay on Yisruchad for the fruits and the hot spring. And when you stay on Yisruchad, you're not doing mitzvah at all. You're not shluchim mitzvah at all. And then what's the problem? If you're not shluchim mitzvah at all, besides the fact that you are. Now, again, it's not what it says. It says Aliyah Shluchim Shema. Right? So he has to be nidchak to say, no, what it really means is you'll stay extra. And what's the big deal if you stay extra? After all, your Aliyah L'Rego is fine. Because if you stay extra, then you won't be shlich mitzvah, just like the Machat, and then someone will steal your land, and someone will kill your cow, and et cetera, et cetera, and the bandits will rob you on the way home and beat you up. And then the Torah will look bad. Then we'll say, you see, Hashem doesn't really protect shlich mitzvah, and you won't realize that you're not shlich mitzvah. Okay, that's a big chiddush that the Pnei Yoshua has to say, right? Meaning if you ask, the Sphira. Then, Sadi Gomer, shelo lishma. Without a gemara, nimtzis aliyah shelo lishma. So answers the Pnei Yoshua. Answer Pnei Yoshua. The problem is really aliyah shelo lishma. Meaning, it says nimtzis aliyah shelo lishma, but that's not the problem. The problem is the aliyah regular shelo lishma. Is the problem is that not that the mitzvah of aliyah regular shelo lishma. The problem is that the additional thing afterwards is not l'shem anything, so it's not a mitzvah at all. Which is a little funny. It's not the shelo lishma. Anything. And like, that's not the aliyah. It's only the aliyah. Okay, but the dochat. He says, no, the chash sheyishar gara. Bishvil Kairos or the Chamitveria. I know not Chamitveria, Chamitveria. Right? And then what's so bad? After all, you did a fine mitzvah, the Yuzak. And what's so bad for your Yuzak? Like, that's life. You know, like, life is dangerous. Meaning, what's the big deal? You might be Yuzak. You know, you might be Nizak. You also might be Nizak if you stop and go to your cousin's bar mitzvah. No, Yuzak. And then, what's the lesson you use? If people say the Torah is not true. Right? Chas v'shalom. Right? What does he say? Vyasa chashal Torah Moshe plaster, right? Vyasa Torah Moshe plaster. Okay, that is reading a lot into this. It's another finish. It's not necessarily a sushto. From the machat. In the case of the machat, while I am, no, but not necessarily the way back. How about on that day he stays extra, someone will go steal his land and kill his cow. That's just like the machat. While he's staying there extra, he's away from home for a secular reason, and someone can steal his land and kill his cows. You're right, on the way back, Yishlayin. Because maybe still, since I had to go back for the regal, Yishlayin, you can say one way or the other way. But it could be that what he means here is, it's easier. For sure there's a chash. If I stay an extra 2 days for fruits and hot springs, during those 2 days, someone will steal my land and kill my cow. And then the Torah people will cast dispersions on Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but that's a big chiddush. Does he really have to come on to this chiddush? That the problem is just this far out scenario? He could be. But does he have to come on? Is it really such a big question? Is it really such a question?
Could be not connected to Kavanah at all. It could be a Chilul Hashem.
According to the Pnei Yoshua, it's Chilul Hashem. But you mean according to everyone else, it's Chilul Hashem if people say you would come just for, I don't know if it's Chilul Hashem.
No, I'm saying another person of Pnei Yoshua.
Okay. Yaakov says, it depends how you learn. I mean, who's the Pnei Yoshua learning like, which is understandable and expectable. The Pnei Yoshua is learning like Tosos. Why is he learning like Tosos? They're Pnei Yoshua learning more with Rashi and Tosos and trying to follow Rashi and Tosos and prove it otherwise. I mean, he didn't necessarily have any of these other Sfarim. He tries to be Farish going to Rashi and Tosos. That's how Pnei Yoshua works. Gemara, Rashi, Tosos. This is only a Kashi going to Tosos. Why? Because Tosos says you're at Tzadik Gomer as long as you're not doing El Manas. And here they weren't doing El Manas. So the truth is, this is only... It's only kosher l'fi Tosos. This is what we say. Tosos had a very low standard of Shema. As long as it's not conditional. And look, that's not what they said. But they say it would have been worth coming just for payrolls. They didn't say, as long as they don't say we wouldn't have come without payrolls, then you're tzadik gomer. Only kosher l'fi Tosos, who say that shelo l'shma, unconditionally, is a tzadik gomer mamish. But according to all the other pshatim, it's not difficult. According to all the other pshatim, it's not difficult. There's no kasha in the first place. Same. It's not kasha mei kara. Why are there no chamitveri in Rishalayim? Why are they no previous Rishalayim? Because Hashem wanted us to be lishma, not just b'davar zeh. Hashem wanted us to learn to be lishma in our whole lives. Certainly, in the Chiran, he wanted us to be a chassid. He didn't want us to just be a tzaddik, right? He wants us to be a chassid, right? says lo kashim ikara because it's a higher madrega to do it lishma mamish. Right, what's the right? Yeah, you're a tzaddik if you go and you also mechanin for the payros, but it's better to go not for the payros. Right, you're a tzaddik gomer if you go for the payros, but it's better to be a real tzaddik and not go for the payros. Right, because when everyone else there's a higher madrega than go for the payros. So according to the Yabarma, for sure, poshut. Right, according to the Yabarma, poshut. That is lo kasha meikara. Because this is l'shem hanos atzmo. L'shem hanos atzmo, you're not a tzaddik gomer for the Adama, only l'shem getting more ruchnius. But l'shem piros and chametz v'ruchnius, you're not a tzaddik gomer. And also for the ma'arit, it's lo kasha me'ikara. Lo kasha me'ikara, because aliyah l'regel is not for to'eles. It's not like tzedakah, the other guy has money, or like b'dikas chametz, according to our answer, that the house is clean. No, it's I have an experience of a little regular, and I get more ruchnius out of that. It's like a regular mitzvah. It, like, nothing happens from a little regal. All that happens is inside me. I am more inspired. So therefore, so really, according to all the, by the way, there's many other instances you want to be creative. The Marsha also brings another possible answer, right? He says that, maybe it's only tzedakah, which is this special din in tzedakah, that's mutter to do nisayon in tzedakah. You're allowed to do tzedakah, al manas l'shem rewards you. Right? Okay, interesting question. Are you allowed to do nisayon for tzedakah? Well, then maybe just because Hashem cares so much about me and he's willing to go out of his way. But okay, let's leave that. Basically, we're doing all the pshat and batosos. It's not ideal to do something in order to get something, even if it's without a condition. So the Torah wants us to be ideal in aliyah regular. The aliyah regular should be an ideal experience. Only according to Tosos, the Be'er Yeshua is Kasha. So therefore, the Be'er Yeshua is Kasha is only according to Tosos. And therefore, he has to give a Dachung answer. But if you're not like Tosos, then you're not stuck giving that, Dachung answer. I'll just point out one other thing, that even if you're like Tosos, it could be that you could give, other answers. Even according to Tosfos, Efshar, you can give another answer. What other answer could you give according to Tosfos? I can think of two answers. I saw there's something called Daf al Adaf. I don't know. I never actually saw the Daf al Adaf as a Daf, but it's in the Bar Ilan in the Bar Ilan project. There's something called Daf al Adaf, and he quoted from some Sefer. They quoted from a Sefer. They quoted from a Sefer in the name of a bunch of contemporary Gedolim. A few other answers, which we can think of ourselves. Can you give another answer for Tosfos? Maybe even Tosus thinks there's a higher level, even though he doesn't give a hint of that. He thinks you're mamish and tzaddik gomer. You're saying even according to Tosos, there's a higher level that Antigonus Stoffel's not talking about. There's a higher level that's beyond Pivyonos. Okay, it could be even according to Tosos there's a higher level. The question is, if that higher level is not even discussed in Pivyonos, is that really why Hashem created the land of Israel for people to get the higher level, or that's only for real B'nai Aliyah who are going to get there anyway? But Asher, right? What else can you say for Tosos? Right?
Could be that every Yafkad is
higher level. There's always higher levels. I'm just wondering, like, if Tosos doesn't think there's even a higher level of Pirkei Avos, like, would that be the reason Hashem made the fruits the way he made them? But maybe. Right?
Still, it's like, don't do this.
Meaning it's negative. Could be the whole story. Yeah, but Tosos thinks you're tzaddik gomer, pshuto k'mashmo, right? So there's a higher level of tzaddik gomer, in which case Tosos can become. The problem is then, why didn't Tosos give the answer of the Chiddush Aran? Okay, but maybe. Exactly, meaning maybe you can make an easier okimta. Now, the question is, what is it, umali, right? But maybe once you're making a lavdafka, you could say they don't just mean it would have been worth coming for the Piros. They mean it's only worth coming for the Piros. Maybe a rechoshesh that they would have said I wouldn't have come without the Piros. It's not in the Lashon of the Gemara, but you could say, or maybe chashash, that he only came on the condition of Peiros or Chametzveria, right? Or I think you could say something else maybe. All these great kashas. Is there a difference between the Shalol Lishma of... You can ask a kasha this. Is there a difference between the Shalol Lishma of Amanas Yechia B'ni and Amanas She'eya B'ni Haba and the Shalol Lishma of Peiros and Chametzveria? Like, is there a difference in those two Shalol Lishmas?
No.
No, they're not like the Agarvah. If I'm doing the mitzvah so that Hashem will give me Olam Haba or recovery for my son, or I'm doing the mitzvah with Lila Regal so I can eat fruit and bathe in the spa, is there a difference in those two Shalol Lishmas? We got the one in one is more quid pro quo. Correct. Meaning in one, I am doing it for the mitzvah. I'm just doing the mitzvah for the reward. I'm not doing it not for the mitzvah. There's not a mitzvah, what reward? I'm doing it for the mitzvah, but I want the reward for the mitzvah. In this case, I'm not doing it for the mitzvah at all. I'm doing it for the fruits, which has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is going to be something just not to eat fruits. The mitzvah is going to be something just not to be in the hot springs. You could say that there's triangles of Shalom Shema. If you're the Shalol Shema of I'm doing it for the mitzvah, but within the mitzvah I want reward, I'm not doing it for something else. Just within the mitzvah, I want reward. Exactly. Maybe the difference between giving tzedakah for Yechya B'ni and giving tzedakah for Kavod. Maybe giving tzedakah for Yechya B'ni is not a gomer, but giving tzedakah for Kavod, maybe you're not a tzedakah gomer.
But that's also the case of Bikar Chametz.
I understand. That's the question I'm exposing myself to. I understand. But, okay, nonetheless, give me a second. Maybe you could say, maybe the Shalol Lishma of Schar is Tzadik Gomer because the focus is still on the mitzvah. Yeah, I want the schar for the mitzvah, but I'm still focusing on the mitzvah because I only get the schar because it's a mitzvah, right? I'm not getting schar for a non-mitzvah. I'm only getting schar because I'm serving Hashem. So I'm serving Hashem to get schar. Maybe you're at Tzadik Gomer because I'm still serving Hashem. But not Shalol Lishma of something unconnected to the mitzvah. Meaning, exactly, it's an interesting question. Is the Madriga the same? Two people give tzedakah Shalol Lishma. One gives tzedakah so that Hashem will bless his business. One gives tzedakah so Hashem will bless his business and give him a lot of riches. The other gives tzedakah so that they'll give speeches about him at the... No, okay, that's also a guy. The other one gives tzedakah so that so that his kid gets into yeshiva. Right? Okay, maybe that's already Yad Ramanik. The other one gives tzedakah so that Reuben gives tzedakah so that Hashem will send a bracha batzlacha to his business and it'll be successful. Shimon gives tzedakah because he wants to sign a lucrative contract. With Levi, and he knows that if he gives Levi tzedakah, then Levi will favor him and he'll make money in his business. They're both giving tzedakah to make money in their business. But one of them is like, wants to make money through the mitzvah of tzedakah, like through Hashem. Through Hashem, I want to get something out of this mitzvah. The other one, like, no, through like secular things. Through just bribing Levi, I want to get money from this. They're both want to make money for their tzedakah, but maybe one of them is a higher madriga than the other. It's not such a gam shalol lishma if I'm giving tzedakah to Hashem sends me a bracha. I'm just trying to have a relationship with Hashem. Just my relationship with Hashem, I want something out of it. As opposed to I'm giving tzedakah that Levi favors me and gives me the contract over the other guy, makes me win the contract instead of the other guy so that I can make money. Then that's really a secular purpose for what I'm doing. It's hard to call a bracha for a secular purpose. That's a religious purpose, which has selfishness in it. But if I'm doing it... That's a secular purpose. If I'm doing it so Levi will give me a contract, even though I don't know how he's bid, or even if we have equal bids. And so it could be that's a chiluk you could say. that maybe there's two kinds of wanting something from mitzvah. When you want something from Hashem, or from Tosos, at least you're inside of Gomer, not everyone else. Or Tosos, so I want something from Hashem, and it's not a condition, it's not a tzaddik couple, then I'm inside of Gomer. Because still, even though I want something for myself, it's from Hashem, it's within the release of Hashem. When I want something that has nothing to do with Hashem, it's just a secular thing that an atheist can also want, and have to pay. That's a much worse gam of shalom l'shma. And that, I'm not a tzaddik gomer. I'm not saying I'm not doing a mitzvah. I'm just saying I'm not a tzaddik gomer. Now, Shmuel asks the obvious question, if that's a chiluk, then how can we compare b'dikas chametz to Amanashi Yechivni, because b'dikas chametz is a secular purpose of looking for a needle. And I have to answer, but I'll point out the Yadrama will also have to give this answer, and he's more dachuk than me. First of all, it's not me. I read in the Staff of Daf, I just don't remember who he's quoting. You have to say no. Le'inyan, whether you're shliach mitzvah, they're the same. Le'inyan, whether you're shliach mitzvah, they're the same. If one is a shliach mitzvah, the other is a shliach mitzvah. Le'inyan shliach mitzvah, all levels of shalom l'shma are the same. And therefore, if shalom l'shma is shliach mitzvah, shalom l'shma is shliach mitzvah. Le'inyan tzadik gomer, all levels are not the same. Some levels are tzadik gomer, and some levels are not tzadik gomer. Okay, that's a little bit of a dochak, but I think I can answer that. Anyway, that's all I have to say about the Shema for now. We did it, yeah. No, I think all the posts can assume that the Shema Shluchim Yitzchak Nizok can apply to Drabonis. Yeah, let's say I'm on my way to like Hanukkah candles. The posts can assume Shluchim Yitzchak Nizok. Better example, you know, let's say you live in Bnei Brak and you want to know if you should go to shul for mincha against the government corona regulations, right? So you ask your Moshe Shalom and he tells you, shluchim etzei nizokin, no problem. Oh, mincha's only drabonan, right? You can go to the Rama, mincha's drabonan, not the chakras. Well, shluchim etzei nizokin, but drabonans as well.
So you're still giving a hard time to the Rama. You're saying
no, I'm not. That's this, not this. No, I'm doing it. I would have done it anyway. But the shalom l'shma I mixed in is a worse pagam. I would have done it anyway. But I also have a shalom l'shma that's secular. As opposed to, I would have done it anyway, but I also have a shalom l'shma that's religious. And you know what the truth is? There's something beautiful about a guy. You ever see these like pasha, like balabatim? You know, you can even have this in Ashkenazim sometimes. Who's like mamish, like I get up and put a tefillin every morning so that when I go to work, Hashem should bless me. It's not the Mesillas of Sharim's highest level, but like there's something beautiful about that emuna, that mamish, like everything he sees, how Hashem's responding to everything. You wouldn't say there's something beautiful. Again, let's say it's unconditional. He would put on tefillin anyway, but once he's putting on tefillin, he really wants Hashem to bless him. Again, the next guy who says, I would put on tefillin anyway, but once I'm putting on tefillin, it would have... One guy, I put on tefillin because I'm a chayiv, but it would have been worth putting on tefillin just so Hashem will bless me. No, that's still religious. There's something beautiful about that. As opposed to the guy says, I'm putting on tefillin because I'm chayiv, but it would have been worth putting on tefillin because it's really, really important to impress the business partner. There's something a little more gross in the technical sense about that. Okay, kash ne'olam is likely one could make a chiluk. We didn't get to number four in the Makor sheet. Chaim's going to ask where we got to. We didn't get to number four yet. So we'll just have to pick up next time in Mirat Hashem with an analysis of Shluchim Mitzvah She'enin Nizokin. While we're analyzing Shluchim Mitzvah She'enin Nizokin, I also want to look at... I'll say that the Makaros later, but let me just tell you where I want to start. I want to add one interesting Makar. I'm not sure what to make of. Really, I'd like you to think of what we're going to make of this. But I'd like to add one interesting makor to our discussion of Shluchim Mitzvah She'en Nizokin, which is the Shut Avnei Nezer. So if you get a chance, if you finish number four, look at the Shut Avnei Nezer, Orach Chaim Tofna Dalet, that's 454. And then go on to the rest of the Gemara, till the end of the Amud, with Rashi, Tosos, Rosh, Rabbeinu Hananel, Rabbeinu David, and look at the Sefer Yashar, Simon, Shin, Mem, Aleph. Okay, that's a good place to start. And next year, We'll definitely finish the bottom of the Chesem and Aleph. Maybe we'll even get a chance to start the next mission test, the next mission on Chesem and Aleph. I think we should have a chance to start that probably also. And I'll send him a course for that.
On your last point, where you were talking about secular versus religious, could you also say it's got to do with certainty versus lack of certainty of return?
Spoken like an actuary, right?
Yeah. A recovering actuary.
That's interesting. The comics area and the payrolls are certainty of returns. They're more of a distraction from the real purpose, as opposed to the reward from Hashem, which is an uncertain return, and therefore it's less of a distraction from the real purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you meant.
Maybe.
That's interesting. If I say the hot springs are right here and right now, that's more of the shul l'shmah. It really distracts me from the real purpose. Like, it's mamish in my face right here, Rabbi. I'm supposed to say, Hashem should heal my son. He might heal my son. He might not heal my son. You know, it hasn't happened yet. So therefore, since that's less concrete, it's less of a distraction, and I can still be inside of God. I think that's a nice answer as well. I think that's also possible. What?
Rabbi. When
technically you should regret it, but it also could affect your experience.
When the Agadah says Akadosh Baruch Hu, why the Imalek were Akarot, so it says Misave Akadosh Baruch Hu Litzvilosan Shul Tzadikim Vitzad Kaniyot. So you get the impression that Akadosh Baruch Hu wants us to, so what you call use him, I mean, turn to him, force us to turn to him to get things.
That's not fair. That's talking about tefillah.
But why not mitzvot too?
So tefillah is to get something from Hashem. It's not a shalom l'shma. Because the definition of tefillah is asking Hashem for things. I know the definition of fighting. Let's make it pshuto. Right, meaning, exactly, like the Eglei Talmud Dom Be'al Talmud Torah. When the mitzvah itself is to ask Hashem for something, so asking Hashem for something is not shalom l'shma. Because that's built in. That's like the Minchas Pinah from Mount Mikvah. Why is it mutter to go to a melchama? It might be pikuach nefesh. It's dangerous. And not your bel yavur. But that's built into the concept of melchama. If something's built in, then obviously that's an exception. That doesn't bother me. I mean,